the OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Chris Waddle.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know, is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Welcome along to the Shoutia segment on Irish radio and a multitude of online platforms. It is the scintillating, it is the stupefying, it is the splendido crappy quiz. Every Tuesday and Friday, we pit three of Team Off the Ball up against one another in a quiz of sporting factoids at the start of the week and at the end of the week. Allow me to welcome today's contestants. Our first contestant today is Instagram's version of the Bull McCabe. He spent the weekend lurking around empty fields trying to get his hands on some of the hottest land in the west of Ireland. Give it up for Tommy Rooney.
Good morning. Good afternoon, lads. How are we all?
How's life west of the Shannon?
It's good. Isolation is it's lonely, but it's good.
tell us about the fields you've been looking at.
We went in search of a walk that could be done away from other people, and I don't drive, so Chief was driving, and we found a Gaelic football pitch that hasn't been in use for a very long time. So I kind of thought it was symptomatic for the times that we're in. Perhaps all of our GA pitches will look like that very soon.
You're going to make an offer that they can't refuse. What sort of what's the GA club that will be? That would be selling it or that own it, or what's the story?
Oh, it was the old grounds of St. Brecon's GA club. We should actually do a piece on it because I got three or four of the lads who used to play up in North Clare got in touch with me on Twitter and shared some fantastic stories about there being a swamp in the middle of the pitch. There's an incline, a severe incline on the left-hand side. There's always rushes in a particular corner of the field, and how they had cold showers before they were trendy to have cold showers down there. So, I say there's great stories in a lot of those pitches across the country.
Sounds great. Sounds nice and lonely. In the middle seat is a man who has instructed his kids time and time again to run into the room while we are recording one of these pieces so he can go viral and get world famous like the guy on BBC News. They have yet to pander to their father's ginormous ego, though. Give it up to Nate Dogg Murphy.
It's a fact. Hey. They just peek their heads in the door every so often. They've yet to be brave enough to actually come into the homemade studio.
We need a door behind you, first of all, for it to have full effect.
So I should move over to where the door is?
Yes, 100%, and just get a full runway. That's the key from what I can gather.
Okay.
Our final contestant today is a man who is playing the long game on the greatest hustle ever known to mankind. Darts isn't the real game, he shouts. Brexit down the pub, he complains. Behind closed doors, he's pounding arrows at the dartboard with every spare moment he's got. He will soon come out of his cave, bet his mate a fiver he can beat him at the very game he hates, and rake in the cash. Give it up for Jer, the real hustler Gilroy.
There you go. That is playing the long hustle, all right.
If you had to do one thing to pass the time, would you pick Football Manager or darts?
A Football Manager. So my right. I think everybody misunderstood. Football Manager is crack cocaine. Like, everybody enjoys it, the first couple of hits.
You know? And what is darts then? heroin?
Yeah, I mean, this is your analogy, Owen.
I started the headline.
No, I'm not saying that darts is heroin. Maybe it's like some benzos you'd buy off somebody on the boardwalk kind of thing. You know, like, why would anybody at this point be embracing darts? That now in time, we'll be like, oh, welcome along to the National Virtual Darts brought to you by Off the Ball.
Hey, Joe, what's that number?
0879-180-180.
Okay. Beautiful. As ever, the format is the classic crappy quiz with a series of questions on different themes, and then it's onto the slip inside of trivia, which is the rapid fire round. You can podcast the crappy quiz on offtheball.com or on the Go Loud app. Give us 5 out of 5, even if you hate us. And please send any questions you have via Twitter DM to me or to at offtheball, because postcards aren't safe at the moment. No post this week, obviously, but we did get a comment from Canty250199 on YouTube, who suggested a Reeling in the Years quiz. Well, Canty250199, thank you for getting in touch. That is a fantastic idea. We're going to start it off today with a quiz on 1999. So I think Tommy Rooney, you're at an automatic disadvantage there straight away.
I was in first year in college, so I'm at a massive disadvantage.
First year, well, was, you know, at least you were alive and kicking.
The year literally passed first me year, by.
All right, I was in fourth year, so I also don't remember that much about this.
I still had an American accent; hadn't moved home to Ireland yet.
I was thinking that it's astonishing. We'll see how you get on. Round one is the boring questions round. Never multiple choice.
Can I ask a question? This is my proper first Zoom. So when people are WhatsApping me, do the WhatsApps come up on your screen, and can you all read them?
Yeah, you're supposed to put your phone on Do Not Disturb.
No, we can't read them.
Read them.
Can you read them?
No, we cannot see what's coming up on your screen.
You're saying that with your usual twinkle in your eye there, and I'm like, is he lying to me? Is this like...
I would love it. I would love it if it could be a situation where we could see whatever is going on everybody's phone here, but not the case. Similarly, you can't see what comes up on my laptop, so we're all safe here. Question one for you, Tommy. Tommy, Meath got revenge for 1990 in 1999, beating Cork in the All-Ireland Football Final. Now, like 9 years previously, Cork went into the match having already won the Hurling All-Ireland. So Teddy McCarthy was the man who won both medals in 1990, and there was one Cork hurler set to do the double in 99 until Meath came along and scuppered his dream. Who was it?
Was it perhaps Sean O'Gohalpin?
Correct. Good answer. Sean O'G. was the man indeed. Question one for you, Nathan. 99 saw Tiger Woods win his second ever major, beating Sergio Garcia by one stroke to win the US PGA Championship. At which course?
Oakmont?
No. Anyone?
Winged Foot?
No. Medina.
Hazeltine?
One of those.
Pebble Beach?
It comes within the first 10 guesses, usually. Question one for you, Jer.
Who Medina. Won the last...
who won the last ever Five Nations taking place in 99?
Bollocks. France.
No, Scotland. It was the 90s.
Wow.
Round two. Oh, there goes Nathan. Round two is okay. The 21 years later, they're still banging on about it. Round, how are you, Nathan?
Sorry. Hold on. I'm back.
See, they did the whole peeking in the door thing, but then just opened the door wide.
Right, okay. That,
and
that,
left it open.
That can not go viral, tell them. They cannot make
Nathan
any cash money
at all. He doesn't actually have any kids. He lives on his own.
No, I've made it all up.
Round two is the 21 years later, they're still banging on about it. Round. In this round, we will ask you questions about Manchester United's treble, which, of course, still lives on in the memory. A Manchester United fan might have told you in recent weeks that this is a thing that Liverpool Football Club could not achieve this year. Question two for you, Tommy. Manchester United were drawn in the group of death in the 98-99 Champions League. Can you name two of the other sides in their group?
Now, this is a time when there was two groups in the Champions League, isn't it?
Don't know. What?
All right, okay. Barcelona?
Correct.
Bayern Munich?
Not correct. Did you get the third one?
Dynamo Moscow?
No, Brøndby was the other one. The three Bs. Bayern, Barcelona, Brøndby. Question two for you, Nathan.
I got it right, though. It's all
you
about
did.
It.
You certainly did. 1 point.
Well done.
Two points clear. Question for you, Nathan. Who scored Bayern Munich's goal in the 1999 Champions League final? Hat tip to Alan Doherty, by the way, on Twitter, who suggested this question.
Memachal?
No.
Who was it?
Mario Basler.
Oh.
There goes another microphone in the Murphy households. Mario Basler scored with Bayern Munich 1-0 up on that occasion. Jer, which Arsenal player provided the assist for Ryan Giggs when he scored his incredible solo goal in extra time of that FA Cup semi-final?
Ah, here. What do you mean? Who gave him the ball?
Who gave him the ball?
That's the stupidest question of all time.
I can picture it.
Quite famous.
I can see it.
gets the ball on the left.
TikTok.
Left side midfield. Oh, I don't know. Freddie Ljungberg?
No. He was a
Lee
lad.
Dixon.
Mark Keown?
No.
Lee Dixon, no.
Dennis Bergkamp?
No. Oh, I thought this was easy, but clearly it's not.
You're a clown. That's a ridiculous question.
Patrick Vieira gave the ball away. Passes it across. I don't know who he's trying to find. And Ryan Giggs nips on in and then darts past eight players back of the net. Thought it was like,
yeah,
one
exactly.
Of the most
darts past eight players. Yeah, it is. Not the ball. That's a real Arsenal fan.
The moment wouldn't have happened without Patrick Vieira. Moment wouldn't have happened without Patrick Vieira. I thought it was quite famous. Round three is the 1999 Rugby World Cup round, focusing on a time when, of course, we were bad at Rugby World Cup. Oh, wait. Question three for you, Tommy. Much like 2019, some of the warm-up games for the 1999 Rugby World Cup didn't exactly instill confidence in that Ireland team. Which Irish province beat Ireland less than a month before the World Cup started in 1999?
Ooh. Ulster.
No. Munster.
What?
It was just a guess.
It's the stupidest answer of all time.
I thought it was a stupid question, so I thought there had to
it
be
can
a
only
stupid
be,
answer.
It can only be Leinster or Munster. It's a 50-50 question. A ridiculous 50-50 question after I was asked who passed Brian Giggs the ball.
I didn't think it could be that ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I didn't think it could be that ridiculous.
And also, if you're any problems is like known to bang on about a result, two decades down the line, it's probably going to be Munster as well, Tommy. So
I haven't heard them talk about that.
They don't
need
have they All Blacks. Have they ever beaten any other national sides? All right.
No, I don't think so. No, it's never happened. Nathan, who was Ireland's top try scorer at the 99 Rugby World Cup? Was it A, Brian O'Driscoll, B, Keith Wood, or C, Conor O'Shea?
A, B, or C here, I noticed.
33 seconds. Mm-hmm. How come I didn't get multiple choice?
What did he say, Nathan? Yeah.
I said, do I not like that? 1999 World Cup, like it was a shit show, but we must have beaten somebody well.
You know, I think Nathan's repeating the question because he's got his Google Home operating under here.
And Alexa, like, who was Ireland's top try scorer? Let me see if this works.
Okay, Google.
Maybe it's not a trick question. Brian O'Driscoll.
No. It's Keith Woods. He scored four tries against the USA. And that was his loss for the thing. Jer.
Yes.
The disaster against Argentina obviously happened in the city of Lens, but can you name the stadium in which it happened? Was it A, Stade Félix Boller, B, Stade de la Beaugerie, or C, Stade Geoffroy Guichard?
Can you just read those for me again?
Stade Félix Boller, Stade de la Beaugerie, and Stade Geoffroy Guichard. One of the three of them, Jer. Quite simple. A, B, or C?
C.
No, it's A, Stade Félix Boller. Well, that was a pretty pathetic inning so far. Jer on 0 points, Nathan on 0 points, Tommy in the lead on 2 points, and a round in which he had a different accent. 6 years old. Whatever age you were for the duration of 1999, this is appalling stuff from the two dads in the room.
Well, I was also on 0 points in the last quiz, and I don't think Tommy needs reminding that I stormed home.
So yeah, you got easy questions.
Yet. You absolutely romped home. Round four is the other stuff that's not sport that happened in 1999 too round. So replacing the fun free magic number round for 1 week and 1 week only is the fun filled round of questions that aren't to do with sport. Test the full breadth of your nostalgic knowledge.
Do we need a pen and paper?
No. This is the whole thought process behind a pen and paper over Zoom proved complicated for a few people last week.
But are there 3 points on offer in this round?
No.
What?
No.
That completely changes the whole quiz.
The entire fabric
just for 1 week only.
What's the point in having the bloody thing if we're just going to keep changing things? Like, the whole thing is you can start slowly and work your way into it.
Well, you can come back in the rapid fire round, Nathan. That's always where you do your best
it's
work.
It's far more difficult to come back in the rapid fire if you haven't, like I did last time, won the...
You're bottling this. We understand. That's
free
going on
magic
here.
Number round.
Yeah, but let's not forget that Owen made a horrendous mistake by asking the wrong question and phrasing it wrong in the last one.
But it's also time to wrestle away a bit of control from Nathan Murphy in this, the sort of double points nonsense that goes on. When you get lucky on one particular question, you're just allowed to race back into proceedings or race ahead. We've had enough of that. So... We'll see how this goes. Tommy, question four for you.
How many questions did we get here? Just one.
One. It's a regular round. Regular round of questions.
That's dull. Like, this is meant to be an exciting quiz on.
Well, like, let's see what happens.
People wait for this.
I think you did a great job, Owen. Remember this when it comes to
question, please.
It's like doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and just skipping five of the questions. Like,
it's actually not. It's actually far more akin to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You don't get to skip two rungs in the ladder for like one question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And this is what the crappy quiz has descended into. Can't be allowing this sort of farce to sneak into things. We'll bring it back next time for you, Nathan. Do we have a deal?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not for me. Not for me, for the viewers and the listeners.
But we'll see how you get on here. Tommy, 1999 was the year music downloading service Napster was launched. Its founder, Sean Parker, was played by whom in the 2010 film The Social Network?
Oh, come on.
Justin Timberlake.
Correct.
Oh,
well
come
done.
On.
He wasn't even born, Jer.
3-0.
Come on.
He wasn't even born, and he's getting these questions correct.
He was born when The Social Network came out.
Doesn't matter. Question four. That was actually supposed to be a question for Tommy to get him back. You know, get one on the board there after the two lads who've been around and are basically adults in 1999 had stormed away from him, but not to be. Question four for you, Nathan. Name the artist behind these lyrics from a 1999 hit single. The reason I breathe is you, boy, you got me blinded. Oh, pretty baby, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. It's not the way I planned it. Show me how you wanted to be.
Can you say them again?
Of course I can.
No.
Does he have to sing the line?
The reason I breathe is you.
No, he doesn't have to sing. No hints.
Boy, you got me blinded. Oh, pretty baby.
Oh, sorry. I know what this is.
What have we got? Just the artists that I need.
Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Correct. Nathan Murphy is off the mark. Not so boring now, is it, Nathan, when you've got your Britney Spears knowledge being tapped into?
Well, I still only got one question.
Exactly.
I could have got 3 points.
And it's going to be a far more exciting rapid fire round because you don't have that platform
anymore.
There
was a cheesy DJ in the flesh pots of Galway at this point, playing that again and again and again on loop in the desperate hope of somebody coming up and cooing in his eyes. And
careful now. Careful now.
He's in his family home. But still, go
what
on.
What was
Nathan.
Your DJ name? What was your DJ name?
I didn't have a DJ name. You know, the Nathan Murphy name just... was a DJ name in itself.
It was the Nathan Murphy experience.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought many people got to experience it, mind you.
Can I? Oh, bloody hell, he's going in two-footed. Can I just say I have an extremely competitive six-year-old outside the door who, if I emerge from this having not won, is going to be very upset. Well, I will have let him down massively.
That's on you for actually telling them what you're doing. I mean,
Nathan, you're my old man. Nathan, you're a male man. Teach him how to lose gracefully, pal.
Oof.
Rightly so. Like, if I was that six-year-old, I'd be disappointed too. Question four.
We did a classic game club. Sorry, very briefly. We did a classic game club on the All-Ireland final from 2014 hurling match. And the one thing that I meant to say was that it reminded me most of was Mayo. the two on goals. The two missed penalties. Excuse me. I'm on the telly. We're broadcasting here. Could you please leave? Come on. Off you go. Go on.
Right. You're dead right. No. Don't leave.
She can help you out with this question.
This is the greatest test of parenting of all time. How stern can he be without looking like a complete bollocks?
I'm not going to be stern at all. I'm just going to tickle.
Question for you. Maybe your kid has seen Fight Club. Fight Club came out in 1999. Name Brad Pitt's character. Gimme.
Thanks very much. Brad Pitt's character was called.
Oh, that's a good question.
It's long. 21 years is a long time. What did he say?
I haven't a clue.
Nathan.
I can't think of it.
Tyler Durden.
Yeah.
So
tip of my tongue there. Justin Timberlake or Tyler Durden? Equal questions.
Jerry, you're on 0 points. Nathan, you've got to yourself off the mark on one. Tommy in the lead on 3 points when he was like five. could you walk into sport? Like, I mean, you were just getting to know the world and already you had a better sporting knowledge than the other two people in this quiz. Absolutely incredible. Okay, we are on to the final. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Roy Keanes from the Roy Orbisons. It is an old team in particular, ridiculously easy, rapid fire round. So the score you get in this round will be added to your scores in the previous round. There will be 40 seconds for everyone to answer from the same set of questions. So we're going to start the highest number of points, the person with the highest number of points, that's you, Tommy. Then onto the person in second, that is you, Nathan. And then onto the person with the lowest number of points, that is you, Nathan. If you get a question correct, I'll ask you another question and keep asking until you get one wrong.
What's the scores?
No, never mind. Yeah, keep going. Don't let them distract you.
Once you get a question wrong, I move on to the next person, and your incorrect answer means a deduction of 1 point. Tommy, are you ready?
What's the order?
Second.
I'm ready.
Then Jerry. Let me just get my stopwatch out just to ensure that nobody's going to be cheating through this, because there's a lot at stake here. There's going to be a lot of complaining, I dare say, if this doesn't go Nathan's way.
Right.
Tommy, you ready? 40 seconds starts now. True or false, there hasn't been a lower scoring All-Ireland hurling final since the 1999 hurling final.
True.
Correct. Who finished second to Manchester United in the 98-99 Premier League table?
Arsenal.
Correct. Who did Cork beat in the 99 hurling All-Ireland final?
Kilkenny.
Correct. Who won more tennis majors in 99, Venus or Serena Williams?
Venus.
No, Serena. Who was the overall top try scorer at the 99 Rugby World Cup, Nathan?
John Loma.
Correct. Who knocked the All Blacks out of the tournament?
Australia.
No, France. Jer, who won the 99 Cricket World Cup, Australia or Pakistan?
Pakistan.
No, Australia. Tommy, who named Ireland's rugby team manager in 1999? Last question.
Rugby team manager. I don't know.
Don't let him. That doesn't matter anyway. Tommy,
Where's Nathan gone?
Stormed out. His family are upset with him. He has let everybody down by all accounts, which is a shame. But there is always another opportunity to come back. The absence of the rapid fire round, or the absence of the numbers round, clearly screwed him over. Now we realise why he's had an iron grip on this whole thing.
Bullshit.
Typical me, old man.
Tommy, good victory loser. Speech. Who do you want to thank?
Victory speech. Owen, you passed a couple of comments earlier on that I was only 6 years old in 1999 and that perhaps the lads should have perhaps won it, given that they were in college. 1999 was the year I was formed as a sports fan. Mead won the All-Ireland, Manchester United won the treble. That was history from there on in. You couldn't have given me an easier quiz.
Ever since.
Is there an asterisk beside this quiz? Because it wasn't a proper crappy quiz, because you totally changed one of the rounds.
No chance.
One of the most important rounds. How's about you stick to the quiz? Week,
1-1.
Just because you're good at like guessing like random shot in the dark sort of rapid fire numbers or whatever you call it.
Shot in the dark. Like the quiz is the quiz. Just leave the quiz as it is.
It's good to have our democracy back and to have a more egalitarian society. Jared, Tommy, Nathan, thanks a million. We will see you next time at the Crappy Quiz.
Well done, Tommy.
Cheers, lads.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.